Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
We have talked about the friend zone on this show before.
Okay.
How you can get stuck in that friend zone. You know, like when you're digging on somebody.
Yeah.
But before you know it, sometimes you just end up in that damn friend zone.
And it's like a rut, and you can't get out of it because you've just developed this friendship, and nobody wants, you know, it then becomes more awkward to try to take it a step further.
And then everybody overanalyzes it, and it's like, I don't want to lose you as a friend.
Yeah.
If we try to be romantic, then we'll lose our friendship. What if it doesn't work?
I don't need another friend. I need sex.
Save that.
You want to say as a man.
Save that.
And guys will stay as long as possible to cross over that friendship zone. This weekend, some guy has been friends with this poor girl for 2 years, moving her stuff this weekend, and just wants a relationship, does everything for this girl, but she won't let him pass the friend
zone. We've talked about this before, that guys can be almost like Rambo. Like, we will wait in the weeds, right, for as long as it takes, right? And then, I mean, we'll pretend to be your friends and stuff, and then when the time is right to strike, it could be a year, it could be 3 years, but man, when you give us the opportunity to take it out of the friend zone, we will take it there if we dig you. Well, our intern Emily finds herself there right now. This is Emily's At Mike Music. She's not sure if she's stuck in the friend zone or not really yet, but it's been a long time, right?
It's been a while, yeah.
Who is this dude?
We were friends before we dated back in high school, and we went out for 4 years. And just this past fall, we decided to end it due to things that happened last summer. And it's been off and on for the past, I guess, 8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back and forth, it feels like, with what he wants. And I'll admit I'm in love with him. But I have other feelings, too, on top of that, like anger and frustration. And I guess I just don't really know
where exactly
we are.
This isn't a friend zone question.
No,
it's
this
not.
Is a
it's
cake
not.
And eat it too question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys were together for 4 years all through high school?
Yeah, and then college.
And then college, too. And what year are you in school?
I'll be a senior.
You'll be a senior.
Yes.
Okay.
And it sounds like he screwed up, and so he wants back, and you don't know whether you can forgive him or not.
Well, yes and no. There was a part, I guess, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago where I thought I could forgive him, and then something else happened a little bit bigger, and I just, ever since then, it's been harder for me to try and, you know, get the trust back. And it's so funny because trust is so easily lost, but yet so hard to get back. And it's weird because, you know, I guess about 2 months ago, he was like, I made up my mind. You're the one I want. And then I guess the past month, it's just been, he does something called drum corps. And he's gone for the entire summer, and it's just been, it's been weird.
What's so great about this dude that he's betrayed your trust in such a way a couple of different times? What's so great about this dude that you're willing to stick it out?
It's just the way whenever we get together, I mean, we have a good time, you know? When before all this happened, we were, you know, we had a good time, you know, great laugh, and I could tell him anything. I mean, he was my best friend. But
is
now
he your first
it's just,
love?
Yes and no. I mean, I had a serious relationship before this, and, you know, I think I love that guy, but I don't know. But, I mean, I can truly say I do love this guy.
How old are you?
21.
Dump him. Dump him.
It's so much easier on the outside looking in.
And I think it's because
it's so much clearer when, you know, when we're looking at your situation that.
And there are a lot of things that.
It seems to, I think, all of us that this relationship has run its course and it's just hard to let go of.
I mean, there are a lot of details that I'm leaving out, obviously, for certain reasons, but.
Understandably. But this is, I think, it's the history that's making you hold on to this because any high school, college, relationship, and. you know, but I agree that there's other guys that you would have fun with, and there's other guys who wouldn't betray your trust, and there's other guys that could be your best friend.
I've said this on the show before also, that in looking back at my life now that I'm 94, and looking back...
95.
One of the... I think if I could change things when I was single, I would have gotten out of relationships that I knew were bad much quicker than I did. Mm-hmm. I stayed in for the wrong reasons. Insecure. Oh, there's no one else out there like this. And then now looking back at it, I realized, man, at 21, the whole world is open to you. There's a dude out there right now that is so right for you. And every second that you're in this relationship with a dude that might not be is taken away from that time.
That makes sense.
Well, and I also believe that there should be a balance in a relationship. And I think right now he has hand. He has total hand, because I think that you are so, you know, even though he, you know, it sounds like from what you've shared with us that, you know, he did something to betray your trust, but you're not willing to stand up and walk away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to try again. I am. I'm willing to give it another shot, but it's been so weird since he's left that I don't even know what he wants.
If you weren't willing to give him this shot, you'd have the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Whoa. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good right there.
What does he have to fight for right now? Because you're there for him. You're waiting on him to make the decision, even though it sounds like he hurt you. You know?
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I want to say, well, ditto to Burton, what Melissa said, but I lived what you're talking about. I was, you know, my first love is 16, and for years and years and years. I mean, you just have to move on. I mean, they're right. He has. You don't leave because you want him to come after you. You leave and you just say, "Hey, I can't do this anymore," and you have to do it for you, because there is somebody out there. Yes, I'm not married to my first love. We are still friends, but it wasn't meant to be any more than just still being friends. And we went back and forth and. You just got to walk away, and you're 21. You just have to walk away for you.
It sounds like he's bordering on dating Antichrist status.
Yeah, the back and forth thing is kind of scary.
Well, yeah, I mean, and about 3 months ago, I did say, you know, look, I'm over this. And I walked away. He texted, he called, he, you know, Facebook, email, and I didn't respond. And then one day he showed up on my doorstep with flowers, and it was a nice gesture.
He brought flowers?
It's the dating Antichrist.
Sounds familiar.
The flowers.
Melissa, what is the dating Antichrist?
The person you just can't get away from, but who is not good for you at all. It's like the ex that just keeps pulling you back in. You try to leave, they pull you back in. Because for some reason, you feel like you're making up for something. You're staying because you want to make it better somehow, and you spin your wheels and end up making it worse. On yourself. I mean, really, you deserve better than, you deserve to treat yourself better than this.
Yeah.
The only way out of that dating Antichrist things, I think in most cases, is, we said this before.
Witness protection.
We need a dating protection program.
Yes.
That is good. Hey. Antichrist dating protection program. Yeah. Is normally the way that these things go, is that he will do something so offensive that finally you'll just be done with it. But you're not there yet.
Like, you're talking about him in such a subdued voice. You're like, yeah, we're this, we're that, or whatever. Like, is that how you want to talk about your boyfriend? Like, is that how you want to talk about the man that you love? No, you want to be, like, singing from the rooftops and how grouty he is. Not like,
true.
Well, it's just been really weird.
And I think the reason why I am talking like that.
And we can't figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're bummed out about it. So,
well, exactly.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to call him today. Adios. And do you a favor and have him hurt you like you've never been hurt before, so you can get out of this relationship.
If you stay, it will happen without Bert's help.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it only get with dating Antichrist or any relationship that just, like Bert said, has run its course, it will get worse if you just cut it loose.
Finally, just give up on it because he hurts you so bad.
Here, Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.